Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December 22nd. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas out there. Hope you enjoy time with family and friends. It's a special time of the year. The days start to get a little bit longer now, which is a good thing. And we're just a week away from turning the corner on a new year. So hopefully you'll enjoy the holiday and be safe out there. In the news this morning, over at ID Buy prices were March corn up 0.75 cents, 4.73 1/4. March wheat up 2 cents, 6.14 1/2, and March beans up 4.5 cents at 13.06 1/4. Crude oil is now up about 70 cents a barrel. That helped the bean oil up a little bit overnight. The dollar is down another 31 ticks here, down to 101.16. This is the lowest price we've seen in the dollar. Going back to August, contract lows are around 98.78. So we're still a little bit of a ways from that, but it certainly looks top heavy. Certainly the dollar can move lower here, and hopefully that'll spur some export business out here. I think probably the biggest news today is we had good rains in Brazil, northern Brazil, overnight. There's more rains expected over the next 3 or 4 days right now. So that's certainly going to help that crop there. But interestingly enough, the beans were, 4.5 cents higher overnight. I'm not sure they'll be able to hold that with these forecasts. But maybe they don't think it's as much rain as thought. So, to me, rain makes grain. But, if it's only 1/4 to 1/2 inch, it's not going to do a whole lot of good. But if they're going to get 2 to 3 inches of rain over the next couple of days, that will certainly help the bean market out here or help soybean production in Brazil. And that, should be negative towards our soybean prices out here. But, hopefully we can hold this $13 level on a closing basis here. And, hopefully we could open up higher Tuesday if we don't see as many rains as forecast out here. Wheat just a little bit higher overnight, I think as a result of a lower dollar. Corn just up a little bit, again, the lower dollar out here. But I would think that we'd be a relatively quiet day going into a three-day weekend, but we'll see what the funds want to do here. I have the funds now short soybeans. It's been quite some time since they've been short beans. They're still long a fair amount of meal, about 80,000 contracts a meal. They're short about 32,000 contracts of oil. So we'll have to see what the funds want to do after the first of the year. But I still believe that the corn's going to stay under pressure here until the American farmer decides to unload some of their old crop corn out here and shift the ownership from the farmer to the commercials. Once that happens, I think the market can move higher. That's about it. Enjoy your Christmas. I'll be back for closing comments. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.